Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Hirsch Martin. Batting second. The second baseman, Del Young. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Kline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dolph Camilli. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Maury Arnovich. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Atwood. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Sherin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Syl Johnson. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Syl Johnson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joe Marty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a fly ball, foul, down the left field line, foul. Arnovich chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Arnovich. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a pop-up towards short. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hermann moves to second. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Phillies. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitney. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Gerges applying the tag. One out. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Georges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is called out on strikes. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Georges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Georges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Syl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Georges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Young moves to second. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Camilli hits a pop-up towards short. Georges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Martin. Gallen reaches second base with a double. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gallen moves to third. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Arnovich is called out on strikes. One out. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hartnett for a passed ball. Whitney moves to second. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Atwood strikes out. Two outs. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherin hits a pop-up towards short. Georges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Demery moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Demery scores. Hack moves to third. It's 2-1, Phillies. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marty hits a fly ball towards center field. Martin fields the ball and throws to home. Atwood drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Atwood. Hack scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's Phillies, 2, Cubs, 2. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Syl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Young. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Gerges applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gallen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Camilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon misplays the ball. That's an error on Sharon. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Johnson. Herman moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Demery hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Camilli hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Phillies. Mauri Arnovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Arnovic hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Arnovic reaches second base with a double. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Whitney bunts towards the mound. Lee fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lee. Arnovic scores. Whitney moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-2, Phillies. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Atwood bunts towards the mound. Lee fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whitney moves to third. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-2 in the game. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Hartnett picks up the ball and throws it to Collins, who tags the runner out. Sherin is thrown out after the base hit. Whitney scores. Atwood moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 6-2, Phillies. Syl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, off Johnson's glove, towards Young, who fields it, throws to second, with Sherin covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Bill Lee. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gerges moves to second. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gallen hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Roy Parmalee now pitching. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman misplays the ball. That's an error on Herman. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hartnett for a passed ball. Young moves to second. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Klein hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Camilli strikes out. Two outs. Mauri Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Arnovich hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demery, who is chasing the ball. Arnovich reaches third base with a triple. Young scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Phillies. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Whitney hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins hits a pop-up towards first. Camilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Demery hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herman moves to second. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young misplays the ball. That's an error on Young. Herman scores. Demery moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Phillies. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Demery scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 7-4, Phillies. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Marty hits a pop-up towards first. Camilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Atwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sherin takes first base on ball 4. Syl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-4 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Lonnie Frey pinch hits for Roy Parmley. Claude Passo now pitching. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Gerges moves to third. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Gallen hits a fly ball towards left. Arnovich catches it and throws to Whitney, who throws to Young to double up Frey. Gerges scores. 2 outs. It's 7-5, Phillies. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-4 in the game. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Herman moves to second. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Herman moves to third. Collins moves to second. Ken O'Day pinch hits for Stan Hack. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Clyde Shawn now pitching. Lonnie Frey now playing third base. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Klein takes first base on ball 4. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 3-for-4 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Arnovich hits a line drive into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clay Bryant pinch runs for Gabby Hartnett. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Marti takes first base on ball 4. Bryant moves to second. Hugh Mulcahy now pitching. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gerges bunts towards the mound. Mulcahy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bryant moves to third. Marti moves to second. Wayne LeMaster now pitching. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Frey strikes out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gallen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Arnovich, who is chasing the ball. Gallen reaches third base with a triple. Bryant scores. Marti scores. Gerges goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Philadelphia Phillies, 7. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.